Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 41. The Gemara talks about how Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, a wealthy person who made the temple tamei, then brought the offering of a poor man, a pair of birds, to atone, has not fulfilled his obligation. Rav Chagi says in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, he has fulfilled his obligation. They asked on the position of Rav Chaga on the basis of a Mishnah, poor mitzvah who brought the offering of a wealthy person has fulfilled his obligation. Wealthy mitzvah brought the offering of a poor person has not fulfilled his obligation. Meaning, a person is supposed to give what they can, commensurate with how much money they have. So a wealthy person shouldn't give what a poor is supposed to be giving, and a poor person who gives from what a wealthy is supposed to be giving is really putting himself really out a lot more money, a lot more resources. He's going above and beyond what he can really do. We have to try to live within our means. We try to give within our means. I always talk and advocate to give more than you're supposed to, but it doesn't mean to give 42% of all of your holdings to tzedakah. Yes, you're supposed to give 10%, but what if you give, 11%, 12%, a few extra dollars, your $2,000 check, instead of giving 200, give 210, give 215. It ain't going to break the bank too much, I hope. And they say you can test Hashem, aser to aser. The Torah says aser b'shvil to aser, shetit asher. Hashem says this is the one area you could test me, give tzedakah. But make sure you do things in the right way. If you have the money, you have a $2,000 check, why are you giving $50 to tzedakah from the whole check? Also, if you're a $2,000 check, don't give $1,500 of the $2,000 to tzedakah. I'm a huge proponent of tzedakah, but I try to do 10% or so, or a little more. But I'm not going to give, I can't give all $2,000 to tzedakah. Hashem knows this is the money that we need. This is what we have to give, 10%. Just as the Gemara talks about, the wealthy shouldn't give like a poor person, and the poor shouldn't give like a wealthy. Make sure to give and commensurate with your means. Make sure to live a little bit above, in terms of giving, a little bit above, but don't do the crazy. If you're X amount of money, don't give 10 times that. Try to live and give as you're supposed to, and commensurate with your standing in life. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 42 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.